Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Corcoran Entertainment Show. I'm your host, Frankie Corcoran. How's everyone doing on this beautiful day? We are getting into the spring, summer weather, and trust me, I couldn't be more happy about it. Before we start the show today, just got a little bit of advertising, just to plug some events that are going on in our city, including an event of our own. So that, of course, is, I've mentioned it on the podcast, the last few episodes, Love, Loss, and What I Wore, we are staging at James M. Hill, co-produced by myself and a very good number of community advocates. So May is Mental Health Awareness Month, so join us for an unforgettable evening of Love, Loss, and What I Wore. Five dear friends, Judy Loge, Veronica Arsenault, Samantha Murphy, Rachel Bernard, Kara Scott, all come together for this very touching play, all in support of mental health awareness. Let's come together, celebrate the power of shared stories, emotions, and connections. Tickets are $20 and can be purchased at Brandon on the Boulevard, Town Hill Jewelry, and Junkatoo in Chatham, or you can get them through Eventbrite. And I'm so honored to be directing this piece. Everyone's doing a fantastic job, and I definitely think this is a story that lots of people should hear. It's a number of different stories, because it's basically how women are affected by, there's breast cancer, being self-conscious with your parents, anxiety, depression, all that stuff like that. So definitely, guys, be sure to come out and see it. It's a great piece, and just very much looking forward to showing everyone what we've been working on. And it's also at James M. Hill as well, which is great. I've never done a play there before. Have seen many over the years, but have never performed there. So this will be a new thing for me. So next up, I wanted to plug this Movie Go by Kareem Ademeyer. So Movie Go is a movie puzzle game where you guess the movie from the words used in the movie. If you see a bigger word, it means it was used more during the movie. So movies are obvious, and some are pretty challenging. I guess that shows how diverse the script is. It is a free-to-play game without any ads. However, I'll need some assistance if I want to add more features to the game, such as leaderboards or people sending the game to each other via custom link. By the way, this is from Kareem, by the way. These are his words, not mine. The most important goal is getting the game before more people. These days, it is very hard for something to grow organically because of how internet works. You either need to run ads or get mentions in social media / newsletters. Otherwise, people will not know you exist. Did you know that 60% of today's internet traffic is generated by bots? I was really surprised to hear that. And that's true. This is my words now. Unreal, like the amount that AI is taking over this world. He goes on, I am an entrepreneur with a passion for acting. Even recently performed in my very first play. I think everyone should try acting because it brings out the person inside of you, whether it is joy or sadness. Movies are examples of this and why we love them. Movie Go is a unique, fun puzzle for people who like this idea and want to remember how it felt during those moments. I want to bring the game to everyone. It is free to play because I want people to just play a game without having to worry about paying or watching an ad. This requires funding, and that's why we're here. With your support, we can keep the game going, grow our community, and improve it with new features. So you guys just hop onto Kickstarter and look up Movie Go, and definitely feel free to show some support for Kareem. Hopefully we'll get him on the podcast here at some point. So really, really interesting stuff, and really we want to support everybody. If you know from all walks of life in the entertainment industry, no matter what you're trying to do, how you're trying to grow, there's definitely something in it to help everybody out. You know what I mean? So anyways, definitely be sure to support that as well. I just think it's great what you're doing, Kareem. If you're listening to this, it's great to hear what you're doing for the community. So moving on to the show today. Today, we are joined by our usual, one of our regulars of the podcast, my good friend, best friend, and brother from another mother, Sean Doucette. We talk a little bit about his upcoming wedding, which is this year, solar eclipse, and a bunch of other fun stuff. We also give our thoughts on the Joker 2 trailer and what's the future of The Walking Dead after The Ones Who Live. We're going to go into spoilers on that, so anybody who hasn't caught up with it, just keep that in mind. I try to go into some of them non-spoilery, but then as you talk about what the future is going to be, it's like, well, it's kind of hard not to. So we ended up just spoiling it. So just bear that in mind, that there are spoilers for this. So anyways, guys, without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast today. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Corcoran Entertainment Show. I'm your host, Frankie Corcoran. Today, I am joined by the co-host, major shareholder, executive producer, I don't know what you call him, of this podcast, Sean Doucette, my main man, Sean Doucette. What's going on, man?
I'm back again, buddy. I'm back again.
You're back again, and he said to me before we started, he said, this is audio only, right? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, good, because I'm naked right now.
Oh, my God. No, I did say that, but I was only joking.
He's like, or was I?
Or am I? Leave it up to the put a poll on Instagram.
Oh, my God, you're giving me these ideas now. I'm going to put that up now. Is Sean naked during this podcast? Yeah.
The thumbnail of the video is just me with like a picture of my face photoshopped on some body with like sensor bars over it. And you with like eyes wide open face.
That's click, perfect.
Clickbait. And what would the title of that episode be?
Oh my God. It's funny because I didn't even have a title of the episode at the time of this recording, but now it's got to be something to do with naked.
You're going to make a funny thumbnail now.
Let's get naked. I actually don't normally do thumbnails, but for this one, I might have to.
Oh, that'd be funny. I would love it. Do it like, what would be the name of the episode? Like,
Let's Get Naked, right?
Birthday Suit Shenanigans.
Okay, perfect. Birthday Suit Shenanigans.
And then we'll just put dot 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 or like do a little part, like some kind of emoji.
See, this is guys, this is what goes on behind the scenes of the show here. We just came up with the episode title right here, so you guys just witnessed it. This has never happened on the show. Birthday Suit Shenanigans, or should I say bachelor party shenanigans, because I mean, yeah, this guy here, you guys probably know, we've talked about before, this guy's getting married at the end of the year or close to the end of the year. How are things going with that? You guys haven't broken it off yet, have you?
No, we're doing good. We're just doing a real small wedding now, so nothing crazy.
But I mean, like, what's your thoughts on like the big? Because I remember you and I were talking about that, about like the big and those big fancy weddings where you're spending thousands of dollars for like a 10-minute ceremony. Like, how do you see that? Is it worth it or what?
I've been to a lot of weddings, and I personally, like, I don't blame anybody for doing them. Like, honestly, they can do it how they want. Like, if they want a big wedding, and this, like, I just find the ceremonies that I've been to are just really quick, and it's just like, oh, yeah, and then you go eat, or you go party, or you go do whatever. For me, I'm just like, I don't like it as much, and neither does Dana. So we're just like, why don't we just elope and have a party, like a party with all our friends and all our family, and just because that's the part everybody remembers the best. You don't remember the ceremony. Well, maybe the bride and groom remember the ceremony the best, but most of the weddings I've been to, the best stuff happens at the after party or the reception or the dance.
Yes, exactly. That's really the best of it. Well, because it's funny because you're blowing all this money on like 10 minutes, and like, don't get me wrong, like, if that's what people want to do, that's what people want to do. But I mean, like, there's many, because this was something I always never got with people. I mean, like, here's me, like, talk about this. I've never been married. I never had to plan my own wedding yet anyway. But it's so funny when you hear people stressing, oh my God, I'm so nervous for this wedding. Oh my God, I'm terrified. I'm scared. I'm like, are you having cold feet? Like, is that what you're having? Is that why you're nervous? Like, do you not want to marry the guy? Is that the vibe I'm getting here? You don't have any of that, do you? Does Dana have any of that?
No, not at all.
Like, it's weird. I never understood it.
Me neither. I don't know. You got me at a loss for words. I don't know. I don't have cold feet or anything like that. I'm happy to be getting married. And you know what? The party for me and her, we think is the best part. You know, we rented out like a cabin, which is nice, and we'll have everybody up there in tents and drinks and food. And I don't know. That's the best part. That's the part I'm looking forward to the most.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone does it differently.
Yeah. And again, back to the part where you said about the vacation. The vacation, like, or sorry, not the vacation. I got ahead of myself. The like spending $8,000 to $10,000 on a wedding is fine if you want to do that. But like, why wouldn't you just want? I'd rather sooner spend $8,000 to $10,000 on a luxury vacation to go somewhere. And Dana 100% agreed with me. So we're just going to do that and do our honeymoon and go. We haven't really decided where we want to go yet, but we have a few places in mind.
Like Disneyland or Los Angeles was one that you were talking about, wasn't it?
Yeah. Los Angeles. I think Alberta. There's lots of nice spots there. Or we did talk about Disney, like to go to Orlando and do Disney and Universal Studios and all that stuff.
You did Disney. When was that? The first time that you did Disney? That was what?
The first time when I was 10.
10.
And the second time when I was 16.
16, yeah. I was going to say, I said, I know that you had went to a Disney quite a few times. But then it must be, it'd probably be better for your honeymoon. Because then, like, when you're a kid, it's always like we have to follow like what the parents want to do. We got to follow this, itinerary. We got to do this. We got to do this at this time. But with a honeymoon, it's let's just do whatever we want. You know what I mean? Like
makes us happy, right?
Yeah, exactly. Happy wife, happy life. That's how it is. There's no better way. There's no better way. And man, so excited for what's going to happen. And, you know, bachelor party, you know, the shenanigans that we'll get into with that, but I'm super stoked. We'll have to do a podcast from the bachelor party.
For any of the listeners that don't know, Frankie is actually my best man.
Yeah.
For my wedding.
even though
we are eloping now, he still is the best man. I chose him as the best man.
Exactly. And I mean, I was just like, I mean, like that's the hardest part about a wedding too, is who do you pick for what? Like, especially not just be like who to be part of the wedding. Like, it's okay. So you have your best man, you know, and then the bride has the bridesmaids, and then inviting people. How did you deal with that? Because remember, that was one of the reasons you said that you wanted to just elope and get it done with. Because you're like, boys, we're gonna have to have this at like the Civic Center if we're gonna invite all these people. Like, how did you manage that? Like, what was that process like?
Well, it's just like we were going down the list, and like, I know people are like, only invite your close family, but like a lot of my family is like close. It's like I go over for Sunday dinners to family's house and all my family is there. Or like for holidays, we go to places. And I know people are like, oh, well, you can cut a few people. And I was like, it just was us like going back and forth. Do we invite this person? But if we invite this person, we have to invite this person. Or like if I invite one of my cousins, I have to invite like their 16 siblings. So it was like trying to figure that out. And we were just at the end of it, we were like, why are we stressing out so much about this when we can just elope?
But see, yeah, exactly. That's it. Cause it's supposed to be the happiest day of your life. And if you're there stressing, it's like, is it really the happiest day of your life? You know?
Yeah,
and like
that's you see people that like plan the wedding and then you're on the day of, they're like, oh, I'm so glad this is over. Oh my god, like they're just, it's like why would I subject myself to that?
I've seen people be less stressed over planning a funeral than a wedding.
Like, yeah
I think honest to god I'd rather plan a funeral than a wedding.
You know what, me too.
I would plan my own funeral right here.
Yeah, this is more, it's morbid, but the dead don't get pissed off what kind of flowers they have
or who's invited or what.
Yeah. Holy shit.
It's true, though. It's true. Like,
this is one of those segments that we'd maybe cut off, but I think we'll just leave it in. It's great.
No, it's, I mean, fine.
It's honest. It is. It's honest. So.
That's the problem. Like, it's like, let's just say what's on our I mean, to a degree, I mean, we'll say what's on our mind, but then if, like, other parts where it gets too, like, okay, we got to trim this down because someone's going to hear this and we're going to get canceled. That's happened many times before on this show, and if we can avoid it, let's avoid it. But also, we're recording this actually. When this is coming out, I'm thinking, when is this podcast going? Okay, yeah, so the solar eclipse was last week. How did you spend it? Did you go to the big event at the wherever they were having that at the airport?
No, we just got let off work early, and I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna go home, I'm not super interested in it. And then Dana was watching it outside, and I was like, oh my god, it's like, it's starting to get like weird out. So I went outside, and then it started to get dark, and it was the full totality was really cool to see.
It was fantastic. Like, well, and you? I was one of those people. I was still at work. I was one of those people that I'm like, oh my god, people are making a mountain out of a molehill. Solar eclipse. Who gives a shit? And then watching it was cool, but it was like I couldn't get over all the people who were making these trips to go all these different places to watch the eclipse. I'm like, okay, that's cool, but I don't really care. All I got to do is just look up in the sky. To me, the view was going to be the same no matter where you are. You know, like there were people I heard were going up to like Niagara Falls. There were people coming down here from, you know, all over the place. I'm just like, okay, that's cool. But
oh, speaking of Niagara Falls, did you see the big scandal about that?
No,
there was so they sold like one hotel in Niagara sold quote unquote eclipse rooms, like you'd be facing the sun.
Oh, at yes.
The time and day it happened.
I did hear about that.
So they bought these real expensive rooms, and then it was cloudy, and no one seen it in Niagara Falls that day. And then they were trying to boycott these hotels because of the weather. And I'm just thinking, like, it happens. There was a chance. The weather's not good that day.
That's so funny. Like, I just had to
laugh. It's like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Shit happens.
That's the funniest part. Like, it's I feel so bad for the people who work in those or when people bitch about something that's beyond your control, especially the weather. Like, what do you mean my plane ticket was canceled? You blah, 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 blah. It's like, well, I didn't, you know, want it to rain, but here we are. Like, what do you want me to do? Oh my god, I find that so funny that they were giving up shit over the weather.
Yeah, no, up at my place, it was nice and sunny.
It was so beautiful. Like, I was, and then I went on TikTok. Apparently, this was from, like, what, 5 years ago when the first, not, it wasn't a total solar eclipse, it was an eclipse. I was finding out the difference between that the other day. A kid looked up in the sky and apparently got blinded, and there was this TikTok video of him going, "Dad, I literally can't see. I just took my glasses off for a second. I thought it was over." And then, like, it was actually, like, wild, man. Like,
I wish I could know the numbers. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was just thinking.
I wish I could know the numbers of like how many like eye accidents or eye injuries that happened over this. Like, people thinking like, oh yeah, I can look at the sun, no problem.
Oh, it's got to happen, though. Like, I mean, you know what? Few billion people on Earth. Like, and you trust that not one person is going to want to look up. I want to see the eclipse for my own eyes. Like, you really think people are that smart?
I was actually kind of scared. Once I started seeing it, so I was like, all right, I'm gonna put the glasses on and I'll only open one eye. If I go blind, then it's only in one eye. It's like, I still have one good eye left.
What was the thing they were all saying in the group chat? We're like, I'm going to file for disability by looking at the solar. Oh my God.
I think that was the most shared post in the 48 hours before and after the eclipse. I'm going to file disability. That's the number one post I've seen. Can't wait to file disability tomorrow. Can't wait to claim to get that disability check for blinding yourself.
It's just so stupid. Like, what good is money if you can't see?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I just thought that was so funny. Oh my God. Dylan said that. Dylan Easty said that. Shout out, Dylan. He put that in there. I thought he was the first one to say it. And then I went on TikTok and it was everywhere. I was like, oh shit.
Oh my God. It was everywhere.
Oh my God.
Like, people like me rolling to the bank with my disability check from the eclipse. Like, it's just nuts. Insane.
Oh my God. Ozzy, stop that. Stop that. Sorry. The dogs eat, friggin' with the pillow. Oh, speaking of dogs, by the way, how's Archie? Sean's sister just got a new dog, Archie, a few months ago. How's Archie making out?
Oh, he's good. He's really big now. He just chews everything.
Is he still hyper?
Oh, yeah. He does this, like, weird, I call it, like, horse galloping at night, right before bed. He like, gallops like a horse around the house. It's in, like, spins around, like, which we take him outside, dude, to tire him out, and I don't know. He's just like super high energy and then just goes right to sleep.
Well, I remember Dana sent me the video. It was you guys were walking him on Snapchat. You had the leash and I could tell you were getting so frustrated. Archie, come on. You were getting so mad.
Yeah, like, he was going and laying in the water in the ditch because he likes it. It was cold. So he's going down, running down the ditch. Oh, he was just like, we try to pull him or call him with treats and stuff, but then he would just lay down and roll over on his belly in the water. So he's just soaked and all muddy.
I love dogs.
Happy as can be.
I love dogs, but my God, they're stupid sometimes. Like, I love them with all my heart. I love this dog with all my heart, but sometimes they're so dumb. What's it like having a dog back in the house? Because, of course, you lost your dog. You lost your first dog twice because you faked its death in middle school.
Are you going to disclose that story on the podcast?
No, you go ahead. This is your story.
I feel like you tell it better. And let me try that again. I thought we told that story on the podcast before.
I don't think we did we? I can't remember because we've done how many episodes with you now. I don't think we ever told that story.
I think five or six now. Anyway, for the people who don't know, who are just listening to this episode, my dog died a very tragic death when I was in grade six, and it was very sad, and that is that. Right, Frankie?
That's not
There's
it.
No more.
Keep it going. Story. Keep it going. There's more. Do it.
You tell the rest. You tell it better.
In grade six, we were supposed to do a playing test, and I don't know why our teacher went this way where she'd say, okay, anyone who has blue eyes, you're playing your test today. And like, okay, I don't know why she would go that route. So one day she said, okay, guys, whoever has a dog, play. Sean puts his instrument away. We're like, Sean, you have a dog. No, she died yesterday. And we're like, oh my God, we're so sorry for your loss. And all that. It was all sad. I was like, oh shit. I was like, I actually like Sasha a lot, the dog Sasha. And then Sean's birthday was that weekend. I went to his house on Saturday and his dog greeted me at the door. I'm like, Sasha, you're alive. Sean's like, yeah, I lied.
Yeah, I got out of that test for 2 days.
But then unfortunately she did actually pass away in real life, and then I didn't believe you at first.
Yeah, but like 10 years later to clarify, not directly after the fact.
Yeah, directly after the fact. No, 10 years later we're at a school and Sean says that. I'm thinking like, okay, like what are you trying to get out of today? Like doing your taxes or something?
No, freaking that poor dog was actually dead.
I was like, oh shit, she's gone. I feel so bad we're laughing, but like it's, she was a great dog. She was a great dog. It was just the circumstances the first time was just so ridiculous.
It's terrible because everybody believed it, but at the same time, I didn't want to do my test in front of everybody. I wasn't ready. So I had to make sacrifices for the good of myself.
What's that quote from Thanos about I can't remember what he says. Something about sacrifice.
Oh my God.
A life for a life or something like that.
A soul for a soul.
A soul for a soul. Fucking Sean throws the dog off the cliff.
I'm like, no, I wouldn't do that.
I'm sorry.
I guess metaphorically I did that, but not really.
Not physically. Not literally. Oh my God. This went from us talking about a wedding to dying dogs in 2 seconds.
All right. Next topic.
Happy thoughts. Okay, we had to tell that story, guys. I don't know. You might have heard it before, but I had to tell it again.
And I just want to clarify for the audience, that was Frankie's fault.
Wasn't me, but it was my fault.
Frankie brought it up. He brought up the morbid story about my dog, and I feel very bad. So
it's a good story.
Hashtag cancel Corcoran Entertainment.
Well, it's funny because nowadays people would hear that and go, okay, and they would actually try. Because he made a joke about a dog. I didn't make a joke about a dog. I was just...
It was a different time then. You don't know what the tests were like.
Exactly. But why did she do that? I don't know why that was the way to do the test. Anybody who has this, anybody who has that, you know people are gonna bullshit it.
Well, Frankie, we were only 10, 11 years old.
Well, still though, I'm just like, anybody could have lied about it. Anybody who, yeah, we're 10, 11. Anybody who is not a virgin, play the test.
Oh my God. Okay, that's going to get you canceled.
I'm sorry.
Hashtag boycott Corcoran Entertainment.
I'm sorry. Okay, what were we talking about? Okay, happy thoughts. We're moving on now. So yeah, guys, entertainment. So speaking of entertainment,
oh my God, what a transition!
What was that, a good transition or was it a bad transition?
No, that was. Let's just move on. Let's move on.
Joker 2, guys. The Joker 2 trailer just came out. This is a big one here. We got to focus on this. Joker, Folie à Deux, coming out this October. The trailer just came out. I know it's a good trailer when Kyle Eastie, who unfortunately, you know, he always joins us for these. He wasn't able to today. I know it's a good trailer when going into Joker 2, he's like, I have no interest in watching this movie. It's blah, 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 this and that. He watched the trailer and said he loved it. That's how you know it's a good trailer. I thought this trailer, too, was fantastic. What did you think?
Yeah, he did say that. He did say that in one of the previous podcast episodes. He's like, I'm not interested in it. It's going to be bad. Like, and now he's like...
He doesn't like Lady Gaga either. I'm like, okay, I mean, that's your opinion, but I mean, I like Lady Gaga as an actress, but overall, what were your thoughts on the trailer?
I never watched the trailer.
Are you fucking kidding me? I thought you watched the trailer.
No, I never. You know what? I never watched the first Joker.
You still watch the
I never watched the trailer for the second one, and I know it like shows a lot about mental health and stuff, and I just can't do the Joker without Batman. I can't. It's not the Joker without Batman.
But there's still pieces of Batman there. Like there's still a little bit of the Wayne family, you know, scattered throughout it, you know?
Where? Okay, tell me a specific point in the movie, in either, well, one of the movies or the trailer for the second one, where there's...
Well, not in the second one, but in the first one, the first Joker movie, there's, of course, Thomas Wayne is in it.
That's boring. I want Batman. I want the man himself, Dark Knight, the Caped Crusader.
Well, there's technically his father, the guy who birthed him, you know what I mean? Or not birthed him, his mother birthed him.
So boring. So unbelievably boring.
So boring. Really, I was surprised. I thought that you were actually intrigued by a Joker. I'm pretty sure that's a lie. I'm pretty sure that you saw the first Joker because we were talking about it one time.
No, I don't think I've seen the first Joker. I'm 99.9% sure.
Your memory might just be fuzzy, but it's okay. But I mean, overall, man, the trailer was fantastic. I absolutely loved the trailer. It was like... Like, look, here's the thing. I mean, I'm not too, you know, I'm not always big on movies that, okay, the first one was great, just leave it be. And that's what Joker was supposed to be. Joker was supposed to be just a standalone film, no sequel. Then $1 billion came floating their way. And they're like, okay, well, we kind of got to do a sequel now because, you know, it would be absolutely stupid. Business-wise, not to do a sequel. So they did a sequel, they filmed it, and Joaquin Phoenix agreed to it, and he apparently didn't want to do it at first, but then he read the script and said, okay, I'll do it. So must be a pretty damn good script if if they are making it and if Joaquin Phoenix said yes to it. But also, I never liked the films that were supposed to be standalone films, but then they just added sequels onto it because of money. But with Joker, I think it's going to be a different deal. What are your thoughts on like movies that are just meant to be standalone, nothing else to it, and then sequels get added on? Are there any that might have surprised you in years that went by, or
movies that I would say like Robert Pattinson Batman, like nobody thought it was going to be good, and then it just like surprised everybody. It went viral. Like they could do that and never do a sequel, and I think I'd be all right with that. That is a good, not just a good, I think it's a fantastic Batman standalone.
It was the Batman. Well, I mean, my critique with it was too long. That Batman movie was way too long. I think they could have trimmed it down like 20 minutes. Like there was a lot of slow parts to it, but overall it was, I thought, like a perfect Batman movie. But yeah, that's one. I mean, like as soon as people heard that Robert Pattinson was Batman, I knew that there was an immediate, oh yeah, this movie's done. Like they're not going to get a sequel. This is it. It's done. This is a one shot. Like it was just, people were just not on board with it whatsoever. But overall, I mean, like, I'm looking forward to a whole bunch. They're doing the Penguin series as well too.
You know what? I am sort of interested in that more than the Joker, but I don't know if I'll tune in because it just doesn't have Batman in it. It's like a sandwich. You can't have one half of a sandwich without the other bread.
That's actually a pretty good analogy. Or like an Oreo cookie without the cream in the middle.
Yeah, it's just cookie. Who cares?
It's just a cookie. It's still good, but it would be better with the cream. It feels weird to say.
My God, yes. Yes, Frankie.
It feels weird with the cream. But do you think maybe they might be milking it a little bit? I mean, if they are doing, I mean, like they're not just doing the Joker 2, but they're also doing, you know, the Penguin. They're doing... and then of course they're doing the Batman too. Do you think they might be milking it a bit? Is it a smart move to do it, in your opinion?
The only thing I could see is if they merge the cinematic universes and maybe have a Joker that's Joaquin Phoenix that's a bit older, and Robert Pattinson's a little bit of a younger Batman, so him like as he is now, or maybe like do a time skip. And then do the Penguin solo series, and then have that lead into the second Batman movie, and him Penguin be either a side or supporting main member of the cast. Do you know what I mean, of the story?
Yeah, absolutely. Like merge the universes basically, because I thought maybe that's where they were going with it, but I think they're just keeping it two separate. As far as I'm concerned.
Before people say like, hey, you just don't like Joaquin Phoenix. I love Joaquin Phoenix's acting. I loved him in Walk the Line as Johnny Cash. I think that was amazing. He was amazing, like the singing and everything. So, and he's done a few other roles, and I think wasn't he nominated for an Emmy or an Oscar?
He won a Best Actor at the Oscars for Joker.
Yeah, so like he obviously has skill. I don't know. It's not my type of movie, I don't think.
I love Joker because to be honest, when I saw the trailer for the first Joker movie, I was like, okay, this is cool. But like you, a Joker movie without Batman, I'm like, oh, okay. Watched it and I was blown away. I'm like, this is fantastic. Then they announced the sequel and I was iffy. So I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm super stoked for Joker 2. And I think Joaquin Phoenix has another shot at another Oscar nomination. Maybe I think maybe Lady Gaga has an Oscar nomination coming for her way. Did you watch Lady Gaga in A Star Is Born? Because everybody says she can't act.
I've never seen her act, so I have no opinion.
Okay, she's fantastic. People say she can't act to save her life, but I'm like, okay, you clearly haven't seen A Star Is Born. And
you know what? I'll take this one thing. As Kanye said, I am not educated enough on the subject to make an informed comment.
But Kanye says that, and then he says the stupidest shit.
Oh, no, I know. That's the one thing I took from that, not the anti-Semitic bad stuff.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's perfect. That'll be on your tombstone. That's going to be on your tombstone, that quote there.
Yeah, I am not educated enough on the subject to make an informed comment.
On death. So yeah, Joker 2 comes out. What's the date? I just want to see here. What is the date? It's October. It's actually, believe it or not, I did my list of top 10 or top 5 most anticipated films of the year. I put Joker 2 as number 1. Deadpool 3 was number 1 at first. It comes out October 4th. Deadpool 3 was at first, but then as we heard more about Joker 2, I just said, I don't know, Joker 2 just seems to, I don't know, there's something about it. You're such a Deadpool fan. Deadpool 3 and Joker 2, we've seen both trailers, or well, you haven't seen the trailer for Joker 2 yet, or Joker, but which would you be more excited for, Joker 2 or Deadpool 3?
Well, I definitely Deadpool 3, but I'm super biased. Like, I like Marvel and DC. It's just that Joker, though, if it was like a Batman versus Joker movie, or Batman insert name here with the Joker in it, like he has, not Heath Ledger, sorry, with Joaquin Phoenix, I think it'd be fantastic. It would be a hard toss up because I like Batman and Joker, but I also like Deadpool and Wolverine. Deadpool and Wolverine is one of the most iconic comic duos ever.
Yeah, exactly.
And like with Hugh Jackman, no one, Frankie, when the first Deadpool movie came out, what was one thing we all said? We were like, oh my God, man, if Hugh Jackman like came back as Wolverine,
yes,
like it would be crazy. Like,
we
if
did he, say
if
that.
He ended up doing it.
But then Logan came out the next year and we're like, okay, it's not going to happen. And now here we are, it's happening. And we yeah, saw the trailer and it's fantastic. And yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I think Deadpool and Wolverine is going to be great. But oh my God, there's still something about Joker 2, man. I see that trailer and everything leading up to it. Oh, it just has me so excited. I just think it's going to be...
You know what? I'll watch the trailer tonight and we'll discuss it on the next episode I'm on.
Perfect. I thought you had watched it. I thought, I was pretty sure. This happens every time we do it. Remember the second episode we did of the podcast? We were doing a review of No Way Home and Kyle's like, yep, going to see No Way Home tonight. We got to the episode and Kyle's like, yeah, I still didn't see it. I'm like, you fucking kidding?
Or the episode that he came on like 2 hours late.
Oh yes, the hundredth episode, right at the very end, he tagged on. I'm like, are you kidding me, Kyle?
What episode is this? What number is this?
This is 120. It's in the title.
Oh my God, it's been that long. 20 some episodes.
123. Yeah, 123.
So it's been 23 episodes since I've been on.
23 episodes. Yeah, probably 23 episodes. 22. I'd say, because you've done quite a few. You've done quite a few of them. You're still the co-host. You know what I mean? So.
Part-time co-host.
Part-time
slash, co-host. Director slash editor slash, well, you're the editor, I guess.
Yeah, you don't edit shit.
I'm the silent partner.
The silent, so silent partner. Exactly. But then you also give your insight. And it's funny also. So first off, guys, let me know your thoughts on Joker 2 trailer. You know, are you guys excited for it? Deadpool 3 versus Joker 2, what's going to be better? Let me know your thoughts about Joker. And I want to talk about, for our last, you know, big discussion topic today, The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead's a big thing. We just saw the end of The Ones Who Live. I can't promise we're not going to give spoilers away here, because as we're talking
about... Yeah, definitely just... spoiler warning right now. Exactly, spoiler 100% warning.
Because I'll say spoiler warning, or like, I'm like, yeah, I'll keep this non-spoiler, and then I talk about it, and then I spoil something, like, oh, shit. So then
we won't
I
be able to
back.
Talk about it without spoiling it, because it's a
hard.
Sequel series, sort of.
And like, so yeah, when I did my non-spoiler review, that was non-spoiler, but we've given it a couple weeks. I think, you know, people who want to watch it probably have watched it already. So yeah, The Ones Who Live. Sean, what's your opinion on the whole Ones Who Live? It's funny. First off, did you ever think we'd be living to see the day, or like we would live to see the day that we would see these Rick Grimes movies that weren't actually movies that turn into a TV show?
Man, I think that was podcast episode number 1 and 2 that we were like, I'll have to go and rewatch them, because
number
we
two,
discussed,
yep,
the fate of the show and like what would happen, and like, is it going to come out and they're just going to cancel it? Like, it was It just seems like that wasn't too long ago that happened, but it was quite a while ago that we discussed that.
Episode 2, I believe it was. We called it The Waiting Dead, and the topic was, are the Rick Grimes movies going to happen? And I think we were all, I think if I remember correctly, I could be wrong, you and Kyle said, no, they're not going to happen. I was still optimistic, but I was kind of like 50-50, if I remember correctly.
We waited years for it, and then just boom, it's all done now.
Exactly. Well, so technically you and Kyle were right, because the movies didn't happen. We did get Rick back, but we didn't get the movies. But seeing The Ones Who Live, would you have preferred it, like before we delve into what's going on with it, would you have preferred it as a movie, or would you have preferred it as what we got?
You know what? That's what I was just going to say about it. I like it better as a series. It's like a 6-hour movie, essentially. And I don't know. I really like it. I only watched the first 2 episodes, and I already know what happens at the end because TikTok spoiled it. But
And then watching it online.
You know what? After I watched the first episode, I was like, holy shit. I was like, Andrew Lincoln, the guy, like, if anybody doesn't know, obviously the guy who plays Rick Grimes, he carries the show. He just does. And you know, you could say it's scripts but his acting, I was just like, this is why The Walking Dead died. They got rid of him. That is why.
Well, technically, they didn't get rid of him. He got rid of himself because he left. And it's funny how people will always say, how could they kill him off? It's like, well, no, first off, they didn't kill him off. And second, he left the show because he wanted to leave the show. But then he wanted to come back and finish the story.
Oh, my God. He carried the entire show.
Oh, he did. Absolutely. And also, the one thing that I love about this is that he was actually a co-creator of The Ones Who Live. So he had creative control of it as well, too. So I think that helped. I think it's some of his best work. Am I wrong in thinking that?
No, you're not wrong at all. I like the part where he cuts off his hand, and it's like people were waiting for that since season 1 to happen. Like, because that happened in the comics where he lost his hand. And somehow when he lost his hand, he became even more badass.
It was even better. And I was worried. Like, I always said for years on the show, I'm like, I hope they don't do it because, I don't know, I'd like to see Rick in action. I don't want him to be, you know,
Rick from the comics.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't really want to see that. And then when they did cut off his hand, it made him, like you said, even more badass, and we got some of the best Rick Grimes moments. But with how The Ones Who Live ended, I mean, of course, like the show, the ending felt kind of rushed. It almost felt like at the end it was like the first 5 episodes were great. I think episode four was one of the best episodes in all of the franchise, in my opinion, honest to God. I really do. But then once we got to episode 6, it felt like the writers looked at it and went, oh shit, we gotta wrap this up now. Okay. And then send Rick home. Like, that's what it felt like to me. I was like, oh my God, it felt so rushed. There was so much wasted potential. Were you satisfied just seeing how it all came together in the end?
Yeah, I mean, I still have to watch a few of the episodes, but like I was satisfied with the ending, but maybe I'll change my opinion after I finish it. But it's like, oh, it's just the show. Like, it started off so unbelievably strong with the first 2 episodes that I'm like, oh shit, this is gonna be crazy. Like, I was like, maybe they'll do a season 2, like, since it's so good.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and that's what we're I was gonna ask you, what's the story? Like, people are saying, oh, there's more story for season 2, there's this and that. My opinion, I don't think you do a season 2. I just think where it ended, you know, Rick finally coming back home, what more do you do? Like, in my opinion, I mean, like, do you agree with that? Is there more story or
no? Well, the only story, like, I'm just like, all right, it can end there, but we still need to also finish up. There's another season of Dead City, right? Coming.
Right. And Daryl Dixon as well is coming out.
They
too
need to finish those 2. I think if they have another season of both shows and finish it out, then I think The Walking Dead can die peacefully. But I think, I don't know. You know, I don't want to say, because I was skeptical about the Rick series, and then I ended up being blown away.
Yeah, so, it was absolutely stellar. Like, it was very, and
I think the lower episodes and the higher tier budget, I think, really helped.
100. They had like an $80 million budget for the show for all six episodes, yeah. Which it really showed. It was
That's more than Game of, well, I think Game of Thrones was $10 million an episode. So oh, it was God. More than Game of Thrones.
We got $80 million, and that's for all six episodes.
It's $100 million for a season of Game of Thrones. So it's pretty close. It's pretty close to the Game of Thrones.
Pretty damn close, though. And I mean, like, you can tell that they used their budget up. That's for sure. I wish the ending wasn't so rushed, but ultimately, I was glad that we got what we wanted. Rick reunited with his family, and everything's good. I'd be fine if we didn't see Rick again. Like, if that was the end of Rick and we didn't see any more of him, I'm like, okay, I'd be happy with that. Dead City, I think, could continue. Daryl Dixon, I think, could continue.
Yeah, because those are the other strong characters that helped finish off The Walking Dead and got it to where it was at.
Yeah, exactly. And I love Dead City. Dead City, I think, is a terrific show. So I'd be happy with seeing that go for, you know, a couple more seasons, as long as they keep it fresh and it's not just they don't fall in.
Yeah, I really like Dead City.
Oh, it was fantastic. I thought it was fantastic. And Daryl Dixon wasn't as good, in my opinion, but I know people.
You know what? I liked it, but it was just like, it just felt kind of, I feel like if they would have released the Rick series, then the Daryl series, then maybe it would have, I don't know. There's no right. It just felt a little like dragged on.
Yeah, and there were some things wrong with it, but I think, well, also Carol's coming in this season too. I think that's going to help a lot. Because I think she's one of the best characters in the franchise.
It's like Daryl's out there alone, which is like, okay, cool. Like, we've seen him do that before. But we want one of the other strong leads to be with him to help move the show along.
Yeah, exactly. And not some of the new annoying characters who we've had, which some of them, you know, they grow on you. But then you're also like, we want, like, Carol. We want maybe Negan, maybe both shows. Like, who knows?
I'm interested to see if Carol is in season two, like the full season or just one episode.
No, I'm pretty sure the full season.
At the end. Because she's not over in France yet.
No, she's not. But the season is they're given season two the title The Book of Carol. So Daryl Dixon, The Book of Carol. So it'd be kind of weird to call the season that and then kill her off in the first episode
Do you think she Daryl's going to be in it, or is it going to be Carol traveling to Paris?
Oh yeah, Daryl's in it. There's already like trailers and stuff for season two. Daryl's in it, but it's just Carol's gonna be, this is where Carol kind of steps in as like a second main character kind of thing. So it's like the Daryl and Carol show, like they originally intended to, because it was supposed to be them both from the start, and then Melissa McBride wanted out because I don't know what it was, behind the scenes shit was going on. And then season two, they worked it out. Now she's in season two. So, I think she'll be in it all the way through. I can't see them killing any of them off. They're such money makers too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Yep. There's a pause. He was thinking about that.
Sorry, just thinking about it.
No, it's okay. But overall, so basically summed up the thoughts, you know, Walking Dead, Rick Grimes' story could end right there. Michonne's story could end there. I'd be fine if Dead City and Daryl Dixon went on, but how do you stand on that? So, what's your summarized thoughts on the future of the franchise?
You know what? I'm comfortable where it's going right now. I really don't think that unless there's a crazy script that like blows up and goes viral on the internet when the trailers comes out. But for the Daryl show and the Dead City show, I think should only be one more season. And then at the end of it all, they all meet back up at Alexandria, and then it skips to RJ or Judith in like 15, 20 years later, and they're all grown up. Like,
hopefully
like
with
the
new
end,
actor.
Like the end of the Walking Dead comics. Like, it's like old man Carl, but instead it'll be old man RJ or old woman Judith talking about the time with the walkers and this and that, and like it becomes like a carnival show almost, like the walkers are like non-existent now and all that.
Yeah, exactly. And hopefully if they do the old man RJ, he takes some acting lessons, because I'm really wasn't a fan of nothing against the actor or anything, but I mean, it was his performance during the reunion scene was awful. It was bad. It was so bad. Like, am I alone in that? Like, was that not?
I kind of understand it. Like, you kind of have, like, he's young enough where he's like, he doesn't know who his dad is. He never met his dad, and his mom was gone most of his life. So
True.
it's
I
like a
remember
kind of like a stunned.
it just threw me off. Like, they're just walks up. Are you the brave man? I believe that you would come back. It was just so robotic. I'm like, oh my
Okay,
God,
that
dude.
part I'm just like, I thought it was a little funny.
It was, I was like, really? I'm like, now don't get me wrong. I mean, like, child actors, I get it, but I was like, oh God, could they have done better? I mean, anyways,
But
that's.
Rick is also like a, he's also like a, he's kind of like a fairy tale hero for all the people that are still living in like Alexandria and all that stuff.
Oh, he is. Well, God, like one of the best characters in all of TV, period. Like, there's no question about that. I think he's going to go down in like the history books as one of the best characters of all time. Like, just how he's been in the comics, TV show. And if this is where his story ends, then hey, I'm happy with it. But I mean, as long as if he comes back, I hope it's worth it. I hope it's not just a cash grab. Let's make more money. Like Joker 2, although Joker 2, I think is gonna be good. But anyways, we're going on back and forth. But yeah, so that's our thoughts on that, guys. We're interested to hear where everyone else stands on that. If you still watch The Walking Dead, who knows? Maybe you don't even watch it anymore. You're like, walking what? Wait, they're still doing that? But that's gonna wrap it up for the show today, guys. I want to thank Sean. Sean, it's always a blast having you on, buddy. And I mean, like, you know, our paths are gonna cross within, you know, the next little while, I'm sure.
Probably
Like, we
the
talk
next
about
week for sure.
definitely next week. I'm going to Sean's tonight. No kidding.
We're doing a sleepover. We're making blanket and pillow forts.
We're having a slumber party.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Always a blast though, buddy. And thanks for coming on, taking
Thanks for having
time
me on, Frankie. I appreciate it.
taking time out of your busy schedule, you know, like, oh, wedding planning. Okay, let's go do a podcast. And here we are now.
Yeah, it happens. You
Shit.
got lots going on too, all your plays and stuff. You're a busy man.
Oh, we're surviving, buddy. We're
Showbiz,
surviving.
baby, showbiz.
Showbiz, that's showbiz, buddy. That's a, you gotta love it. So, guys, thanks so much for watching the show today. Thanks, Sean Doucette, for coming on. So, thank you guys so much for listening to the show. We'll see you next week. Until then, this is Frankie and Sean signing off. Have a good one, buddy. Thanks for coming on.
Woo!
Love you, buddy.
Love you too.